The Radio Today programme brings me to some fascinating places, and now I've come to Whistledown Productions to meet David Press. David, is this where you do feedback?
It is. You're sitting in Roger Bolton's hot seat.
Fascinating. We're here to talk about Rig Train.
Can you all see the blood on the walls?
I can. Because you are such an illustrious documentary maker, I think it ill behooves me to ask the first question. So if you were producing this item about Rig's new training initiative, what should be the first question?
Well, Trevor, I think I'd be asking, what is the independent production sector in the UK doing about new talent and developing its existing talent?
That's a very good question. David Press.
Well, look, I think Trevor, the situation that we have at the moment is we have a very vibrant independent production sector, and this is close to what the television production sector was 20 years ago. We are now in that situation on the crest of breaking into quite considerable amounts of work and quite considerable amounts of potential for export, etc. And I think what we have as a sector is an issue about new talent coming in and being developed properly, and an issue about our existing talent being given professional development, ongoing professional development, which is what the buzzword everybody in skills talks about. And we haven't looked at that before. We're all small and medium-sized enterprises, largely. Some of us employing up to 40, 50 people, others employing maybe just one or two people. And we've all, as individuals, probably helped to nurture folk as they come in, as radio folk tend to do, but we haven't had any sort of structure on it or any sort of backup or any funding for doing that. And I think what we've managed to do through the Radio Independence Group and this organisation we set up, Rig Train, is to basically put some support in place for people who want to do that.
And you did a lot of the negotiation on behalf of Rig, and so you've got some funding from Skillset.
Yeah. Creative Skillset have been fantastic in coming in behind us and supporting it. What it effectively means is that we can roll out training programs run by individual companies. We can have regular masterclasses that we can get to a lot of people, a lot of learners on a regular basis. And then a very important part of it, which is the business leadership side of things, which we have, again, if you impress on you that we've got small and medium-sized enterprises, you know, we are not cash rich. A lot of us are supplying programmes to organisations like the BBC where profit margins aren't huge, so we can't necessarily afford huge business leadership courses which are costing £4,000 or £5,000. So what we've got is a very well-supported leadership scheme which will allow 20 people from within our sector to have some really intensive work with them and with their companies and ongoing mentoring to hopefully grow the sector, their companies, and therefore the sector as a result.
So if I'm an ambitious young programme maker and I want to learn from, you know, the guy who does the reunion, that's you, the guy who does the feedback, that's you, is there going to be a course run by Whistledown, or is it going to be run by Rig?
The courses are going to be run by individual companies themselves. So what we've got is that we're running one out of 20 courses, so don't get carried away with the fact that it's all coming from us. We've got science producers who are doing courses about how to convey science on the radio. We've got drama producers. We've got comedy writers. We've got production companies with expertise in specific areas like music production or sports broadcasting. This really is going to, if you like, the golden egg of knowledge and trying to kind of get something from them, because what we've always had, I think, is that people who are trying to get into the sector or people who have got some experience in a certain area are trying to move into an area that they're interested in, it's all very much on a personal basis. If you email the right person at the right time, they may be interested in taking you on in some sort of role where they can train you up to be doing what you eventually want to do. There's nothing formal. There's nothing where you can say, oh, I've gone on a course which says that, you know, I've learnt the basics of comedy production or drama or studio producing for audiobooks. And that's what we're trying to do, in a sense. And the bigger scheme is that we're hoping that it might even develop into something where we have a formal passport scheme, a little bit like what happens with the fashion industry, where people have certain skills that they can tick off in a passport and they can go from company to company and they say, look, I've got this level of expertise and experience and this company has signed me off and said, you know, yes, I have done this comedy production, etc., etc.
And what are these courses going to cost?
It'll be minimal, frankly. The courses are between £35 and £50 for a day course. The masterclasses are absolutely free. The leadership courses are priced less than £500. If you look at what's available at the moment, there is very little across the piece for people who are interested in finding out and learning a little bit, let's say, about comedy production. You can't any longer find a provider out there who will say, this is how you produce a panel show, or this is how you produce a comedy script. You can find a few sort of people on the fringes who are charging a large amount of money, and there was in the old days, you know, occasionally capacity on BBC courses. Again, that would cost quite a lot, £400-£500 for a day course. So what we're offering here is a very affordable way for people to gain that knowledge and gain that skill.
And where do people find out details?
Rigtrain.co.uk.
Rigtrain, all one word. Get on the love train.
Have a look at the... Yeah, the website's been set up. It's rigtrain.co.uk. We're putting new courses up all the time, so the best thing is to register on that so you get email alerts when new courses go up. At the moment, we have a mix of the masterclasses, which are coming up over the next 2 to 3 months, and some of the courses over the next 3 months. We're working about 3 months ahead of time, but as and when courses are designed and are planned and produced, as it were, by the companies, then they go up online and then they're available for booking.
Thanks very much, David. That was David Press from Whistledown, and if you didn't like that interview, then maybe you could write to feedback. How would that be, David?
Nothing to do with me.